Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Science, technology, engineering, and math, those are the tenets of STEM education. But when you add arts, you get STEAM education, which combines creativity with innovation. Learning these skills can be foundational for a student's success, both in and outside of the classroom. But equitable access remains a big issue. And many students, especially those from low-income or under-resourced communities, lack these educational opportunities. However, a Sacramento nonprofit, the Square Root Academy, is working to bridge those gaps. And this weekend, they're bringing a vibrant, free, electric art festival called 5,000 Watts to the city's Oak Park neighborhood with the goal of inspiring and supporting the next generation of innovators. Joining us is Nicholas Hastings, the executive director of Square Root Academy. Good morning.
Hey, Vicky.
When I saw electric, I almost said eclectic, but it's eclectic too, you know?
It's a little bit of both, right? It's a little mix. It's everything.
Eclectic and electric. You know, I'd love to learn a little bit about you, your connection to Sacramento, and what got you into STEAM education.
Oh, sure. This, I'll try to keep it brief. That might be a longer answer here, but I'm from Sacramento, actually. So born and raised, South Sac. I'm a Sacramento guy. I went to Sac State, where I got my degree in engineering, all that other kind of fun stuff. So it's been a ride. There are definitely deep roots and deep connections to both Sacramento and this work. Now we got started. Basically, it was me, two other engineers, and then just in our time of industry, we noticed there was a bit of a lack of diversity there. You know, whether it was an absence of women, an absence of people of color. And, you know, this was a issue not really of there being a absence of genius, but an absence of access. So we birthed Square Root Academy to address this issue kind of head on. And we've been going strong for the past 7 years to accomplish that mission.
I have to say, this is the first time I learned of STEAM education instead of STEM. And I love it because, yeah, arts are super important. Mm-hmm. I mean, and also even when you think of engineering, you need creativity for that, for math as well. How did you become acquainted with, you know, adding the A to STEM education and incorporating arts into this?
You know, I'm not going to lie to you, Vicky. It was a battle at first. Me being an engineer, I'm a bit of a purist, you know. So my thing was there's already art and math and science and all these other things. But I noticed that once we added the A in, it allowed for this to be a little more welcoming and a little more inviting for, you know, the kiddos that don't necessarily want to go the route of hard coding, but they still want to use technology to create. So we basically opened it up to STEAM, I want to say within the past kind of 3 years or so, when we really kind of started practicing more with the digital art tools, the illustrations, the animations, the video editing, et cetera, et cetera. All artistic components with kind of like a STEM nucleus in the center.
What schools and students do you typically work with?
Well, we typically work with Title I schools, you know, schools that don't necessarily always have the financial means to pay for these sorts of things. So we work with those schools, 5th through 12th grade. We teach a few hundred kiddos a week across different schools, whether it's Elk Grove Unified, Sac City Unified. And then we also teach out of our space, Lab 7 Co-working, every Saturday. So all completely free for the kiddos, just to ensure that accessibility piece. Vicky.
Yeah. And I imagine, I mean, I know this is for students who don't typically have access, or it's difficult for them to have access to this type of education and these type of opportunities. But I would think that you get a lot out of it as well.
Oh, yeah. That's the most rewarding part, is really seeing those light bulb moments with the kiddos, you know, of them like, oh, yeah, Mr. Nick, come look at what I did. Come look at this. Come look at that. So those are the moments that we really kind of do this stuff for. You know, it has its own kind of reward that comes with service, you know.
I think it builds confidence.
Yeah.
You know, and it also opens your perspective.
Yeah.
You know, of what's possible and what you can accomplish. Uh-huh. And I would think that you see that, you know, firsthand on a regular basis when working with these kids.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Just kind of the change that you see in them, from these shy, timid kids to, oh, look at this, look at that, look at this thing I made. Just seeing that kind of like full 180 moment is there's no feeling like it.
And this weekend is a pretty fun excuse to learn about Square Root Academy. Talk to us about 5,000 Watts. What can people expect this weekend?
Ooh, 5,000 Watts. Oh, my goodness. So it's one of the ways that we started incorporating the A, you know. It's our outdoor electric STEAM arts festival. dozens of giant illuminated installations, some of them made by youth, some of them made by experienced makers. So just imagine Burning Man, but family friendly and not in a desert, you know. So another experience, you know, it's completely free. Lots of artwork, lots of cool stuff. Food trucks, fun for the whole family. You got to come check it out.
Yeah. And when you, I mean, I was just looking at photos and I mean, it is so vibrant. How do you create these pieces? Who creates these pieces?
Oh, some of them are our kiddos. You know, the one that we built in-house is, it's a combination of the kids' works that have been done, whether it's over the school year or at our Saturday programming at Lab 7. So we're really empowering the kiddos by allowing them to showcase their work here at this experience, you know. So they're actual artists that, you know, have allowed the world to kind of like see their work, or the world, Sacramento, to see their work. So yeah, that's what you can kind of expect out of this weekend a little bit here.
If this was available, I already know that you were obviously passionate about engineering. That was what you got your degree in. But if you saw this when you were a kid, what do you think it would have added to your life and to your childhood?
I mean, I would have been all on it. You know, no one in my family was an engineer before me. You know, being first gen, the exposure piece is so huge, you know. So this would have shown me like, hey, not only is tech possible, but it's possible in this way, you know. So I think that everybody has different avenues and pathways that they'll take, you know, to get to their purpose and to their work. Mm-hmm. What we are hoping to do is just exposing the kiddos to just as just another pathway and another direction that you can take your life. So I think, you know, had I had this experience, I mean, I still would have been an engineer, you know, so probably same results. But I think I would have been a lot more practiced at it at a much younger age, having been exposed to it.
What was your moment when you learned about engineering and you knew you wanted to pursue it?
Oh, see, I'm one of those rare, strange cases to where I kind of always knew. I always, since I was a child, I didn't know the word for engineer. So I was like, okay, I want to be an inventor. And then I got a little older, you know, went through my honors classes and all that in high school. I was like, oh, no, you want to be an engineer. I was like, oh, that's the word for it. So by the time I came to college, here at Sac State, actually, I was a little more ready for it because I had done my homework. Yeah.
And then now you created, you know, a nonprofit, Square Root Academy, you know, and then this event on Saturday, I imagine would help the nonprofit.
Yeah. Well, it's a fun thing that we get to do, but we hope that it's a value add to the community. You know, we hope that, you know, the kiddos are enjoying, you know, the experience that we built out. I hope that the parents are learning, from the tech that's brought out, you know, just showing them that, hey, this is another pathway for your kiddos. And quite honestly, this might also be another pathway for the adults and the parents as well. So we hope that they just gain exposure. We hope they have a good time. We hope they eat lots of good food. And we hope that they come hang out with us at 5,000 Watts this weekend.
What has been the response from last year? I would imagine goodness. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. Last year, we had about 2,000 folks sign up to attend 5,000 Watts. We actually had to block off the street this year around because the line was around the corner. So it's like, okay, let's expand it a little bit further. Let's make it bigger this year. Let's build out the street. And that's exactly what we did. So the demand's there. The people have been signing up and registering. Of course, we want more folks to come out and to come see this, but we're definitely excited from the community response we've gotten so far.
Well, Nicholas, Mr. Nick, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, Vicky.
Nicholas Hastings is the executive director of the Square Root Academy. The nonprofit is behind the upcoming 5,000 Watts Electric Eclectic Art Festival taking place this Saturday at Esther's Park in Sacramento's Oak Park neighborhood. We have more information on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, you can email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Lashinsky and managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Chris Hagen. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Chris Feltz. Our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. And I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.